ashes. The Islamic State has turned Syria and Iraq to dust. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll look at how God is making beauty from those ashes. And we'll explore the question, is evangelism going out of style? Tough things to talk about, because ISIS targeted more Muslim-populated areas in Syria Sunday. While the nation grieves yet another loss and the people flee, Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romain says God is using the bad for good.
The Muslims are also being persecuted. Certain Muslim groups that they don't perceive as radical enough are also being persecuted. As a result of all of this, the Muslims are seeing the truth about Islam. They're having their eyes opened, and there's a turning to the gospel in great numbers. The Christians are the ones who are reaching out to people.
Vision Beyond Borders is one of the teams meeting physical needs, but they're also telling Muslims that Jesus loves them by giving them Arabic New Testament Bibles.
They're being very, very well received. They've already handed out over 1,000.
The organization has printed 20,000 Bibles and is excited for God to change lives. The number one thing they need from you? Prayer.
There are over 6 million that have fled. It's obviously not something that one person is going to meet the needs of or one organization. It's got to be the body of Christ.
The war between the people of the Caliphate and the people of the cross goes beyond ISIS in the Middle East. Todd Nettleton, spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Right now, as we look at the world situation, ISIS in the Middle East, you look at Boko Haram in Nigeria, you look at Al-Shabaab in northern Kenya and Somalia, Islamic extremism is sort of the cutting edge of persecution.
For these groups, it's always open season when it comes to hunting Christians, and the dangers don't stop there.
Oftentimes, in an Islamic culture, the first line of persecution is your own family. It's your parents. It's your older brother who feel like you're following Jesus Christ and leaving behind Islam is a mark of shame against your entire family.
And yet, Muslim background believers will gladly face the fire to make Christ known. RSVP at our website for a free event in Grand Rapids, Michigan that helps meet their needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. 3 years ago, the Barna Research Group asked the question, is evangelism going out of style? The report focused on North America, and the results were mixed. Mark Kordick of the Seed Company says,
the good news is it's not on the decline worldwide, and all it takes is a remnant. And even if millions are involved as the remnant, millions can reach the 2 billion.
In fact, it's partly why the Seed Company joined a ministry alliance involved in reaching those 2 billion. This week, that alliance is rolling out the first International Day for the Unreached, and it's on Pentecost Sunday this year, May 15th.
It really is the whole business of the church to go into the darkness of humanity and share the hope of Jesus. And, you know, with technology and partnership, we're closer to reaching that 2 billion than ever.
There are free downloadable resources available, including prayer guides, a manifesto, and much more. You'll find the link at missionnews.org. The Roma are a people group mistrusted and often misunderstood no matter where they are. And as a result, they're often cautious around outsiders, which makes gospel work a challenge. A Slavic Gospel Association-supported pastor, Piotr Tokar, has been carefully building trust with a group of Roma families he leads in Bible study in Russia. This month, the young men in a couple of those families came to Christ. Would you keep praying for Piotr and his ministry as he's planting seeds with the Roma? Pray for the harvest. And also pray for the spiritual harvest in U.S. prisons. While incarceration remains a hot topic for presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, Biblica's focusing on the jailhouse mission field. With their help, inmates like Jesse, who's facing a lot of years for murder, are starting a new chapter. When Jesse read Biblica's Free on the Inside Bible, he found redemption through Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution is on the rise around the world. This is a call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to a free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org for the details. I'm Ruth Kramer.